Welcome to the Storycraft Cafe. Come in, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, and get ready to join the storytelling conversation. Storycraft Cafe is brought to you by Dabble, the ultimate cloud-based fiction writing software. Here we're going to bring together storytellers from all walks to encourage and empower you to craft your best story. Chapter 7. Tell a tantalizing theme. Complex characters? Check. Perfect plot? Check. Now it's time for the last crucial story element. Theme. Figuring out the theme of your story is a little bit more complicated than characters and plot. For those other two elements, it's easy to see how important they are to your story, right? Characters are the folks doing things, and your plot is, well, the story itself. Theme is quite a bit more abstract than either of those, but your theme is going to be what takes your story from "that was fun" to "wow, that book was amazing." Theme is the secret spice that will make your book linger on the tongues of your readers for days and weeks after they finish it. That analogy is kind of weird, but I'm not taking it out. So to wrap up our last of the three story elements, I'm going to use this chapter to help you figure out what a theme is, understand why it's important, and at least lay the groundwork for creating one. Before we get too deep into theme, there's something unique about this story element that you should keep in mind. Unlike character and plot, where it can be helpful to have thoroughly outlined ideas, you don't want to have your theme fully planned out before you start writing. Even though, as you'll soon read, themes can elevate a story, your book can be heavy-handed, dry, or lacking in other areas if you focus too much on driving your theme home. Instead of obsessing over it, I advocate for coming up with an idea for your theme and then letting it grow organically with your story. If you don't think about theme at all, though, your book will seem hollow and unfulfilling, even if you're lucky enough to stumble your way onto a theme by the end of it. What is a theme? Time to make the abstract a little more understandable. Let's revisit our friend Merriam-Webster once more to define theme for us. A subject or topic of discourse or of artistic representation. Once again, the definition seems more confusing than the word itself. I'm more of a fan of defining theme like this. A subject or issue repeatedly discussed in a story. An idea that the author wants you to find. The theme is the message your story is about. While your plot is the story itself, your plot and characters come together to share the message you want the reader to take away. It is the central idea behind your story. Theme is not the plot. Theme is not the characters. Theme is the message that both of those send. Because of that, your theme is going to rely heavily on both of those elements. For characters specifically, your theme is going to be closely tied to your protagonist's story arc. It is through their journey, whether that be to fight a dragon or ask their crush to prom, that you will make the theme known. When thinking about your theme, bear in mind that themes are not profound pieces of philosophy. These aren't five-sentence-long statements that you'd raise your hand and share at a meeting to make yourself seem intelligent or boring. Rather, themes are simple and easy to understand. That's because themes are supposed to resonate with your reader. While they don't have to be identical to an experience your reader has had, themes should be recognizable and relatable to your audience. If they aren't, then your theme will be harder to find than a particular needle in a needle stack. Theme topics. A list of every possible theme would take too long to read and frankly would be impossible to make. Still, here are a handful of some popular theme topics in literature. You can take these topics and expand them to focus on your theme, and I've given some examples of questions that can lead to themes in brackets for the first three examples. Remember that themes are supposed to be simple. It's how you incorporate them into your story that will make them unique and memorable. Good versus evil. Are people innately good or evil? How far will good people go to stop evil? Happiness. Is happiness objective? Can money buy happiness? Grief. Is grief all-consuming? Can there be joy in grief? Mental health. Belonging. Racism. Family and friends. Art. love. I think you get the point by now. Can you see how these topics can lead to a multitude of themes that your story could use? Next, we'll talk about why themes should even be included in your book. Why are themes important? I'm not going to lie, it seems like it could be easy for authors, especially new authors, to shrug off themes. I don't really need a theme, you might be saying. Or maybe you're one of the enlightened ones now and know that themes make a story so much better. Whichever camp you fall into, the best authors in the world understand that themes are important. For the sake of writing your first draft, I'm just going to highlight two of those reasons. First and foremost, a theme helps elicit a strong emotional reaction from the reader. Themes, by their nature, tie emotion to the message they are trying to impart to your audience. Not only that, but they are directly linked to the arcs of your main characters. By putting those two things together, you have a reader who is invested in both the character and the larger theme. We cry when our protagonist copes with their grief. We cheer when good finally triumphs over evil. We're shocked or horrified when we see a protagonist with strong morals do something terrible for what they think is the greater good. This is because of the second reason themes are important. They make the plot worthwhile. A story without a theme is just a two-dimensional retelling of events. Sure, your characters might be neat and the world you build unique, but what's the point? By adding a theme to your story, you're making it bigger than what you are simply telling the reader. This is what gets the reader invested. This is what clicks with your audience. This is what will make your book stand above the rest. How to develop your theme. There's a certain eloquence to crafting a great theme. It isn't as blunt as a fight scene, nor is it as easy to identify like that mysterious man standing at the back of the crime scene crowd. First and foremost, a theme is subtle. You don't state your theme anywhere in your book. Imagine the eye rolls that would happen if you had your hero claim, "Good has prevailed over evil." I'm groaning at the thought of it. Rather, your theme should be integrated throughout your story. Show us the cost of good prevailing over evil. Have your character suffer in order to maintain their vision of good. And of course, this goes for any theme, not just good versus evil. Character arcs are the best place to integrate your theme. You can get your message across by having a well-crafted character experience the message for themselves. Again, don't make what they're experiencing explicit, but show it through their journey. Before you even think about designing a character arc to illustrate your theme, you need to figure out what the heck you're trying to say in the first place. Start by deciding on your theme topic, like some of the ones listed earlier. Then think about what theme you want to share related to that topic. My advice here is to choose something that can be broadly understood. Themes don't work if nobody relates to them or gets what they're trying to say. Once you've chosen that broader theme, you can get a little more specific with it, if that will work better with your audience. Odds are, unless you're paying someone to do some market research, first-time authors won't know exactly who their audience is or why some themes resonate better than others. You aren't limited to one theme, either. You can have multiple themes in your story, though it's best to keep one theme per plot or subplot. Consider using objects or symbols to represent your themes, too. Have them pop up more than once to really drive the point home. But again, be subtle about it. A symbol can appear two or three times, but placing it in every scene would be obnoxious. In the same vein, don't beat your reader over the head with your theme. It should almost take some detective work to piece your theme together. Multiple scenes and characters should contribute to your theme, but you don't need every scene or character to do so. Not homework. Start thinking about your theme. Remember, we don't want to be heavy-handed with our themes, which usually means we don't want to go into a story with the sole intention of sharing a theme. Like a lot of what you've read so far, your theme will develop and grow as you write. It's still helpful to have at least an idea of a theme you'd like to include and some possible ways to integrate it into your story. So for your not homework for this chapter, create a new note in your Dabble project or jot down and complete the following. 1. Identify 2 to 5 possible theme topics you might want to explore in your story. If you're feeling adventurous, expand these topics into full-fledged themes. Just remember that these aren't set in stone. 2. How will your theme topics or themes work with the arcs of your main characters? How will those characters change because of the theme? Jot your answers down. 3. What recurring symbols will you include that relate to your themes? Make a list of potential items. Make sure those are completed before moving on to the next, and most important, chapter. That's our episode for today. There's so much more to come as we talk with authors about the craft of writing, but also the business of publishing. Be sure to subscribe to the Storycraft Cafe podcast in your favorite podcast app to never miss an episode. The Storycraft Cafe is made possible by Dabble. Writing a book is challenging. Your writing tool shouldn't be. Dabble is an easy-to-use online writing tool packed with helpful features that allow beginning novelists and published authors to create amazing stories. Visit us at dabblewriter.com and start your free trial. Thanks for listening.